tax for the county part, but I know the city passed its tax, and it'll be there, and the city will use it, which the county will have no part in the actual use of the money. But right now, with the current county tax, the 0.5 cent, that's used only for roads and bridges in the county, which everybody uses. And we've been able to hold down the ad valorem tax, the property tax on that, because we use that strictly that way for roads and bridges. When it expires in 2022, then we'll have to either by then ask to see if the county can pass and keep the 0.5 cent county tax rolling so we can do the roads and bridges without having to raise property tax. But if we have to raise property tax because of the roads and bridges, then it will mean property tax in the entire county, in every city, including Manhattan. And it could be anywhere from 3 to 5 mils, depending on what the need is. And that's going to affect the whole county and everybody's property.
If I recall correctly, the county has been able to basically fund about, what, $2 million a year for some of the sales tax projects because with those returns?
A little bit more now, but about $600,000 to $700,000 is 1 mil. So when you start looking at it, that's anywhere from 3 to whatever we need mils.
And that's going to be that would be a substantial property tax hike.
That would be. So I'm hoping we can get that back on the tax. I know there's going to be another election next year. So if we can get that passed throughout the county, that would be great. And so all it would be is probably be, instead of being a 0.5 cent sales tax that the city did, it's going to be 0.5 cent for the county, 0.5 cent for the city, and only 1 cent total. And if we could use that and do that, I think it would be a better deal, regardless of the fact that it's 0.5 cent more than what you were paying today.
Would it really have to be a 0.5 cent sales tax in order to continue with the funding that you've been getting, and maybe just a 0.25 cent?
I don't know how that would appear, but the way that the county had passed that tax originally, in approval with the Attorney General, every city had to participate in it, and every, since it was countywide, it affected everybody in the county. What would happen to that is that part of it would go to Manhattan, to the city of Manhattan. Part of it would go to each of the other cities, Ogden, Riley, Leonardville, and Randolph, and then the county would give the difference to do the roads and bridges. But the only way we could do a countywide tax is to include every city and everybody in it. And all the little cities do like that because they get part of that tax back in their budget. And right now, if our 0.5 cent sales tax from countywide expires, those cities are going to lose revenue on their budget if we can't get that passed, because the only way that the Attorney General will allow us to do an entire countywide sales tax is to include every city, and they would get something back on it.
And when you talk about including every city in your District 2, Riley, Leonardville, and Randolph all receive some of those proceeds from the sales tax.
Right.
But while those particular cities and Ogden as well don't necessarily have tremendous budgets, the monies that they would not be receiving if there is no county sales tax, that could be considered a rather substantial hit for those cities.
It is, and it will affect them greatly. And they'll have projects they can't do, or either that in hiring someone just to do one job, or maybe getting the water tower fixed that year, or whatever it is, and would hold their taxes down. So it's a big thing.
Let's talk a little bit about, let's shift gears here a little bit, Commissioner, and talk about coronavirus and the pandemic. And I'm curious the feedback that you get from members of your constituency in District 2 and how things are being handled and what your constituents say that they would like to see done.
Well, and I get about a 50-50 opinions on it. And mainly it's gatherings and the mask. And there's those that want a complete type of requirement on everything. And there are those who don't want the businesses shut down and don't want to necessarily wear a mask. Because they just feel their individual rights have been violated, and the problem with shutting businesses down, and you say what's essential, what is not essential, even a small business that someone deems that it's non-essential, it's essential to those people who have put their life savings into it, and they must, if we're going to have open business and free enterprise, we can't just shut people down. And so the problem is, wear masks, don't wear masks, shut places down, don't let this happen. But if the economy is shut down, there is no revenue for the city nor the state. And if you have no revenue, then something happens, and it's not good.
Well,
it's just a wild thing. It's hard to put your finger on it. So I would like a little more openness on what we do.
Did you ever anticipate when you were running for county commissioner, even thought about it, that one of the biggest challenges during your term might be a pandemic?
Never. No one alive today has ever experienced that. Because the last one was back in the early 1900s,
mm-hmm.
And no one is alive to understand what has happened with that, how it runs, how it affects people. And back then, we didn't. I don't think we shut down things. We just did it a little differently, and so that makes for a problem.
Well, and the concentration of people back in 1917 and 18 was quite a bit different than it is in 2020.
Quite a bit different. Yeah. So there's a big difference there.
Marvin, if I recall correctly, you served in the military.
No, sir, I never.
Oh, you did not?
No, I did not. I went to try, but they wouldn't let me in.
So. Gotcha. Okay.
I just went on then.
See how easily I get confused on a Tuesday.
It's okay. I come from a military family, and all my kids have been in the military, so it's nothing that's unusual for me.
Well, with Veterans Day being celebrated tomorrow, and this is something that I know that Raleigh County commissioners take a great amount of pride in, and that is participating in the parade and the commemorative ceremony. And do you have any thoughts today that you'd like to share about how Raleigh County and the city of Manhattan are so engaged in supporting our veterans?
Well, there are. There are a lot of retired military here, within this area here, and I think Kansas is full of retired military people. But the concentration here around Fort Riley and Junction City, Manhattan, Pott County, all this area here with all these retired people, it makes it something of a pride, and I try to make sure we continue to honor those who taking the time to serve. They serve at a pay sometimes which is not that great, and you would not do that in the civilian community to get paid that kind of wages and say tomorrow you're going to not be alive. And they put their time in there. I've got many friends who are retired, some with the problems they experienced in Vietnam or wherever they were at, or what kind of mental traumas they have, they never complain. And I have never seen them at all say anything they wish they had never joined. They all say, we're proud. So I think with that, and I understand that because my father was in World War II. We went all over the world during his time in the military. out in Southeast Asia there, Japan. We actually were there when the Korean War started. We were there in Japan. So I know if he came in that day and said, I have to go put on his equipment and left for 6 months because his time was almost up in Japan. We went to Germany the same way. There were still a lot of indication of what the war had done there, bombed out buildings, different things like that. Both times in Japan and Germany, we were there under military rule, and so it was a little different. I got to see a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Well, Commissioner, we need to take our final break of the show, and when we come back, we'll talk about some things like unfinished business, things
okay.
that you did not see, weren't able to see through during your term as a Raleigh County Commissioner, among other things.
Okay.
Raleigh County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez, who currently holds the District 2 seat, will be joining us in our final segment on KMAN's In Focus momentarily.